We're here from today. First on my list is Grant Scott. Is Grant Scott? No. David McKee Farms Limited? No. Flexwood South?
That's us, yes.
Come on up. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've read your original submission, so yes. Thank you very much for taking the time to put that together for us. So you don't need to read out that original submission to us, because we've read that, but I see you've handed up some extra material.
We're not scientists, but it's just a few little notes.
No, that's good. So we're very happy if you just want to lead us through this, and then also just verbally convey to us the main points that you want us to take away from your point of view. Yeah.
So I'm Denise Pease and Kent Pease. And we originally came from Taranaki, and with Kent's parents we set up our farming operation, and so we've sort of evolved it in the last 10 years. We've established ourselves there at Balfour.
Right.
Yeah, there's a few points that we wrote in the original submission. Sort of just to elaborate on some of the things that sort of concerns not just for me but for everybody. You know, there's people out there that have implemented things to try and reduce N, and you know, we've done by getting a spray truck and trying to liquefy the urea, and we probably feel that it's not really working.
Right.
So probably may have to go back to the granulars putting on, which back to the normal 65 kgs, which we were trying 30. It just doesn't seem to grow the amount of grass that we need. So that was one thing. So we probably had a little bit less urea in the last couple of years, but we're going to probably go back to that. So we did try and reduce it, but it's not where we think. So in northern Southland, where we are at Lumsden there, we're on river gravel, and the other parts were sort of in a valley, where the outside parts are sort of could have been from glaciers carving the hills off, down putting it down on the sides, and so we've got extreme weather conditions up at Lumsden, where one week we can have lots of grass and the next week we can just be absolutely burnt dry.
Yep.
Which happened this year, and it was very, very severe in one week. So you know, we've put in centre pivots, which is a huge outlay for us, and so we're sort of concerned about the restrictions that may be put on in the future, whereas we've had that expense based on what we need.
Yeah.
We think it's actually, just watching it work, it's extremely good at putting very, very low rates of effluent on at a time when injecting the effluent into it. So we're very, very pleased with that. But even with the irrigation this year, which was sort of in commission, commissioned over the year, so we didn't have it fully right from the start, we've been down 95,000 milk solids this year on our best year, which was 3 years ago. So that's how severe the weather conditions can be where we are. And you know, we didn't want to, in the low payouts, we didn't want to buy in lots of feed, but this year we've even bought in lots of feed and it's still been very, very hard for us.
Mm.
So yeah, that's just basically, you know, we're so vulnerable to the weather conditions.
Yep.
In the future, if you've got rules placed on you, how do you start feeding your cows when you have these extreme conditions? This year we've tried to winter graze, you know, 400 cows at home. We just got our numbers down a little low with a contract milker leaving and had some cows, so he took them, and so we winter grazed some cows to sort of utilise that this year. And you know, when you've got a farming business, that's, it's not just the same every year. You know, you have different staff and stuff, and things can be different. As I was saying here, we'd love to have a winter barn, but you must be able to afford to build one. They're not cheap. I do think it's probably a better way. But you know, you start lifting the your farm working expenses considerably when you start driving tractors and with a barn system. But the advantage is putting the effluent out at a better time of the year, possibly. Last year we purchased a runoff block, so to try and grow better stock, because we were having trouble getting stock grown properly. Of course, you get a huge mortgage with this. You know, going forward, how are these plans? We're very concerned with how the plans might start affecting you, and then start costing you money, and you can't afford the mortgages, which that's our problem. We have a mortgage, but you know, young people do have to have a mortgage to get started, otherwise they don't get very far.
Yeah.
It's probably about all we've got on that, unless you have any questions.
Yeah, we may do. I've just got a couple of questions for you before I ask the rest of the panel if they do. Just looking at your original submission, you submitted on Rule 38D, Romans 4, and you were concerned about that provision. Just to let you know, the officers have recommended that that provision be deleted. So that would, I assume, meet your concern if that provision was just deleted.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the second question I had was, in terms of Appendix O, what wording change were you, did you have a particular wording change in mind in terms of what that appendix says?
Now you're talking about the irrigation, the technical data. Well, you know, as I was saying with the extremes, and that's where I was expanding that a little bit with a lot of these comments, the extreme weather we have, you know, some years you're going to need a lot of water, and others, if there was an average and you had 5 years, if there was a 5 years, you might have five good years.
Right.
And then your average is based on those 5 years, and then you have the 1 year that you actually put the irrigation in for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we're concerned about.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not sure of the wording.
No, that's right. But your concern is to make sure the peak year is catered for, not just the average.
They're the only years we've put the irrigation in for, you know, because you know, we've had years when we've done 1,300 a hectare, and then you're straight back down on a very bad year to, you know, 1,000 or 1,100. And that's just weather, and that's why we've tried to put it in.
Yeah, I understand that. Good. Yeah. Okay, Lloyd, any further questions?
Just clarification, do you have clover weevil up there?
We noticed clover weevil extremely bad prior to about 3 years ago. And then there was all the talk of people releasing the wasps. And I started noticing hundreds and hundreds of wasps. We didn't release any ourselves. A huge decrease in the clover weevil.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are the sort of things which the scientists in the world, or the Darien's Ed or whoever, Ravensdown, are doing for us, you know, so we've got to be very grateful we've got these advantages. And you know, they're the things that can change in the to alter and help us in the future. So rules need to be able to be changed. We don't want rules that are set in concrete.
The reason I raised that is that I understand what your comments are here, but I was just wondering whether there are other things that are affecting what you've noticed in production, and clover weevil could be one of them,
and
you don't want to get yourself, as you say, in a position where you can't do the right thing because of rules. So.
Yes.
Do you farm management plan, Ian, and Appendix Ian talks about the farm management plan and laying out a number of criteria in there. Are you happy with that as it is, or would you like to see it slightly different.
Is that something I've got here? What are we?
No, it's not.
Didn't submit on that board.
Okay, probably that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I was interested in your comments on the use of urea in your switch to liquid urea. Did you put a reduced rate on and just were assuming you'd get more efficiency out of the liquid over the granular, or talk me through why you made that decision?
Only because of trials we believed were carried out and not reported on, was that the 30 kilos of N, supposedly liquid N, grew the same as, or 35, no, it would have been 40 kilos of liquid N produced the same amount as 80 kilos of granules.
Yeah, so it's more efficient, allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. but then there was also another additive put in, another 40 kilos, but they grew the same. So I'm not sure. I don't think that's actually true. I don't think, just from what we've seen, I'm not seeing that.
Do you do overseer?
Yes. Yeah.
So what happened with the overseer modelling, 80 units granular to 40 units liquid on the overseer outcome?
We'd have to have a scientist.
No, if you haven't got it in your head, that's all right.
No, I haven't got scientific data on that.
Okay, thank you.
But to apply the liquid urea, you can only use a lesser amount because a greater does not dissolve.
Yeah, too much freezes.
You dissolve your own?
Yes.
Did you heat the water?
No. So
that makes a big difference. Yeah. You just get from the warehouse one of those hot plugs and put it in, and 2 or 3 degrees makes a big difference.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's a bit of free advice.
Yeah. Thanks
again.
You good? No questions from me. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up on your point about Rule 38. Now, and you said in your submission that should be permitted as long as soil moisture level does not exceed maximum levels, and that's what the Section 42A4 said now. So that's still a condition in that rule. So I wanted to know if you could tell me how you determine on your place whether the soil moisture level is over its field capacity, I think is the term.
Because of the effluent, the last effluent consent we had to go for, we put in soil moisture tapes.
Right.
Tape, and so we have that monitoring system through Ag Hub and Harvest.
So that's actually on your place, you've got a soil moisture
yes.
tape?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you find it works okay? No problem?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty good, yeah.
All right, thanks very much, that's good.
Okay, well that's the end of our questions, so thank you very much for coming in and making your presentation to us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.